Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting sixth. The DH, Larval Blanks. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Horace Speed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Ruchel. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speed for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speed, who is chasing the ball. Bosley reaches third base with a triple. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bosley scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Colburn. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Bosley steals second. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 1 in the game. Speed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molinaro throws the ball into Squires who tags Speed trying to return to first, for the out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pruitt. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sid Monge now pitching. Kevin Bell pinch runs for Eric Soderholm. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Bosley moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosley scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Kern now pitching. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Diaz for a passed ball. Kessinger moves to third. Garr moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Molinaro hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 2 in the game. Dade is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Squires is called out on strikes. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Bosley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speed. Bosley reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell scores. Bosley moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.